got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69.
Welcome back, friends. I'm Celeste Sam, this is Radio Lockdown, and we are on day 7 of our quarantine. We've made it through a whole week, and today would have been First Thursday. Guess now we'll just have to Google some art and drink cheap wine at home instead. Okay, quick story from the wasteland. The first part of my morning commute is along Adderley Street with her 10 million robots. This morning I was stopped at a light when a black Golf flashed over that red light and over the next one. I was about to give him the classic indignant flash of my brights, but I couldn't be bothered, so I just let it go. 200 meters later, at the corner of Adderley and Strand, the Golf stops. Four men get out, and a blue light suddenly flashes on in the interior of the car. Plainclothes police. And then they go and promptly start checking permits of workers and taxi drivers parked on the corner. They might have skipped a couple of red lights, but I don't know. It felt kind of good seeing them in action, enforcing the quarantine. I must say, this lockdown has made me realize how much we take the small things of our everyday life for granted. And in what a privileged position I am to still be able to enjoy some of them. So today, I decided to embrace my privilege and appreciate the sunrise. It was a clear day today, so it wasn't going to be one of those spectacular sunrises with the banks of clouds dyed purple and pink. But even a vanilla sunrise can be beautiful just because of their simplicity. It started with just a light dusting of gold appearing over the Helderberg. Very faint, as if a giant had sharpened a golden pencil and used his thumb to smear the shavings across the sky. Dawn grew, and as I crested Black Hill, False Bay opened up before me, and the golden band above the mountains started displacing the inky blue of the night sky. And in between the gold and the sapphire formed all those silly hues of yellow and blue that only poets and painters can name. A very light mist pooled around Hunklip, giving the whole picture quite a dreamlike feeling. I stepped on board my ship shortly before 7 and took in the rest of the sunrise from the upper deck. The colours on the horizon were more intense now, as if the giant had spilt a cup of molten gold and it was slowly seeping into the world from behind the mountain. That's my favourite part of a sunrise. Right before the sun peaks over the horizon and a small band of sky around the gold just hints at turning turquoise. When the sun flashed over the mountaintop, as always, it surprised me with the speed at which it climbs in the sky. And suddenly, it was day. In the harbour basin, I noticed the lone seal, just chilling, on his back, basking his flippers in the faint morning sun, blissfully unaware of all the corona chaos. And for some reason, I found that very, very comforting. I'm Celeste Sam, and this is Radio Lockdown.
So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I